Okay, so thanks for listening to this. This may be a little bit disturbing for some, but this was posted on a libertarian forum that I'm part of as a very funny piece of comedy, and in it, a child character named Stewie is from a clip from an animated series called The Family Guy, is trying to get some money back from another character. This is a dog who owes him money. And this came up as a sort of question. I found this to be very sadistic and disturbing. And the debate that follows is with a gentleman who took exception to this because he says that I play a video game called Unreal Tournament, which is sort of equally destructive. So we're going to have a debate about that. But I thought at least you would be able to listen to this sequence that I found initially quite disturbing. Very disturbing.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'll pay you soon.
Yeah, well, here's a suggestion. Have the money by tomorrow, and there won't be any problems.
Huh?
Yeah, 24 hours.
Why? What happens in 24 hours?
Huh? I don't know. Not psychic, man. I'm just saying it would probably be better for everybody if you had the money tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, I'll see what I can do.
Sweet, sweet, great. How's everything else going?
Good.
All right, all right. See you later. Don't forget! Nah, you're not going to forget.
So the scene switches to, I guess, the next morning when the dog is coming out of the shower, and then at this point, the Stewie character comes in, asks for the money. When he doesn't get the money, he breaks the glass of orange juice in the dog's eye, grinds it into his eye, almost gouges an eye out, there's sort of blood spurting, and then what he does is he rips the towel rack off the wall, and he clubs the dog, his blood spattered all over the floor, the dog is not resisting in any way, shape, or form, and of course had no warning about the consequences of not paying the money back.
Stewie. Hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh. Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh. Well, all right then. That's good, OJ.
Ah!
Yeah, that hurt?
Ah!
That hurt?
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good, does it?
Ah!
No, huh? Yeah, that's what happens, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what happens. Where's my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? Where's the money? Yeah, you like that? That feels good? That feels good?
Now, at this point, what happens is the dog is bloody and bruised and bleeding from the eye sockets all over the floor, and the Stewie character takes the dog's head, stuffs it into the toilet, and flushes, and then bangs the lid of the toilet on the dog's head repeatedly.
Where's my money, man? Where's my money? You got till 5 o'clock, you hear me? You got till 5 o'clock!
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
Now, what happens at this point is there's some indeterminate amount of time has passed, and the dog is trying to get away or bypass Stewie by putting on a fake mustache and trying to sort of slide past him without being recognized.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir.
At this point, the dog is discovered, and Stewie pushes him down the stairs and then grabs a sort of, it's like a golf club, sort of like an axe-like sharp handle at the end, and clubs the dog, again, no resistance from the dog, clubs the dog repeatedly over the head, causing the dog to spray blood all over the carpet and the walls.
Hey, wait a minute, what the hell? Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Getting really tired. Where's my money? Where's my money? Yeah, you got money to pay for fake mustaches, huh? Yeah, yeah. How much you pay for that fake mustache?
At this point, the Stewie character pulls out a revolver and shoots the dog in the kneecaps.
$2.99. Ah! Ow! Ah! Oh, listen, you just gotta give me more time.
Don't make a fool out of me, man. Don't make a fool out of me. I want my money. I want my money, man.
Stewie.
And at this point, Stewie gets a flamethrower and sets fire to the dog, who burns into sort of a charcoal, his sort of skin and eyes and face are burnt.
Listen, this is crazy. You got... Oh, my God! All right, let's go to the bank.
Now, of course, I find this highly disturbing and sick and sadistic, and we'll go into the debate now with a gentleman who says that he doesn't like the cartoon, but considers the fact that I like an online video game called Unreal Tournament, where you kind of shoot rockets at robots, to be equally sadistic and disturbed. So let's have the debate.
Well, thanks very much for emailing me or PMing me anyway. And so we were going to talk about that discussion that sort of went off the rails.
Yes, I thought, and of course I appreciate you taking the time to have a chat, because normally, of course, and I was sure that you were, but normally when people, when I have conversations that are dissatisfying on both sides with people and offer them to have a chat, they run screaming. So I appreciate that. So that's excellent. So I did a short intro just earlier today where I just played a little bit of the clip so people knew what the heck we were talking about. But this is a Family Guy cartoon that was posted on another forum, which I found to be very sick and disturbing. And the question, as far as I understood it, from your side, was what is the relationship between an online video game that I enjoy, that where you use weapons to sort of defeat other creatures by blowing them up and so on, whether or not that may also be sort of sadistic and have the same kind of content, and whether it might be rank hypocrisy on my part to post this kind of criticism of this cartoon on online.
Well, I think that certainly that this is the discussion, but just to back up a second, I guess my first question is really to make sure that I understand, you know, what the principle is that you're using in posting your concerns about people on another thread laughing at that clip. And so just so that I understand, you know, what is the principle that you feel is at play in that?
You mean the principle of my objections to the clip, or them laughing at it, or about?
No, your objections. The principle of your objections.
Sure, sure. Well, I found the clip to be an extended torture sequence, and was horrified, and was even more horrified that people could find this to be sort of uproariously funny. So my objection was simply that it seemed pretty cold, in fact, sadistic, to not only spend all the time and energy into making this cartoon and making sure that when you gouge the dog's eyes out, I think his name is Brian, when Stewie grinds Brian's eyes half out with his broken glass and so on, to have the screaming and the blood and the spattering and then sticking the dog's head in a toilet and beating him with the toilet lid and so on, and then, you know, clubbing him and shooting his kneecaps off and so on. That just seemed to me to be a very disturbing and extended sequence of pure sadism and torture, and that it was cast as something that was supposed to be funny, I found to be really disturbing. I think that looking at that kind of cruelty and finding it funny is not the mark of a particularly healthy approach to empathy.
Right, and I agree with that, by the way, on that clip. But just in terms of understanding the principle, obviously, because that is a cartoon, what we're talking about here is people laughing at a representation of violence. Nobody was actually harmed, I think it's fair to assume, in the making of that. It's a piece of fictional representation.
Well, sure.
And so my sort of question is here then, okay, what we're saying is it's sick to laugh at fictional representations of violence, and you have sort of emphasized the extended nature of the clip and the fact that it goes on and on, that it's a representation of sadistic violence, and it sort of seems to, it's not like a 1 second sight gag, it's like a long extended piece, which I understand that is, you know, something that you're emphasizing. But my concern was then that seems to me, as a principle, if we're saying that, you know, it's not that you're laughing at watching someone getting beaten up on the street, that you're taking objection to. It's you're objecting or you're raising it as sick that people are laughing at a representation of violence in a piece of artwork or whatever, which shows sadistic torture and, you know, brutal, you know, blood spattering and so forth. And the reason that I didn't understand what your responses on the computer game side was that it seems to me that the culture of gaming is very clearly one in which, firstly, the representations of violence are very graphic. And I'm not just making reference to Unreal Tournament because I'm not actually very knowledgeable about, you know, what blood or it is or isn't in that particular game. But I think it's fair to say that the representations are very graphic, involves death and torture and mutilation and people, you know, sort of heads exploding and this kind of thing. And I did find images from that game with people, you know, having their heads shot off and sort of limbs lying around. My experience of gaming is going back to like quite a few years back and to, you know, games that are now totally ancient, like Doom. But I think basically, you know, online gaming involving running around a scenario and shooting at each other is a pretty standard, you know, format. And it seems to me that it's also a very large cultural thing that's happening now. The games industry is absolutely massive. It's very clearly something that people don't play stony-faced. I mean, they do when you play games, as you yourself mentioned, there is taunting and there is laughing and writing, you know, owned or, you know, this kind of thing into the chat windows. And so I think that it's not sort of, I think it would be fair to say that even if you as a specific gamer don't taunt or laugh, I think it's not an overgeneralization to say that there are an awful lot of people out there doing simulated violence, artistic simulated violence, and laughing about it. And I mean, I am sure that we agree. I certainly don't want to try and ban games or anything like that. I mean, you know, this is purely a question of what we think it is right to condemn in terms of, you know, personal ethics. Not saying that we, you know, for a moment that either cartoons depicting violence should be banned or that games should be. But my point was just that I can't see how your principle would apply to that cartoon in the strength that you raised it, but wouldn't apply to all the, you know, hours and hours of violence that people are laughing at all the time in gaming.
Sure. I mean, those are excellent points, of course. And my response would be to differentiate between, you know, rightly or wrongly, this is sort of the approach that I would take, is to differentiate between violence and sadism. And violence is, if you think of a Bond film, right? So in a Bond film, he's shooting it out with some villains, right? And the villains are armed, and he is armed, so everyone's kind of equal, right? They all have a chance, because otherwise it's just not very dramatic, right? He doesn't tend to, I don't know, land helicopters on people in wheelchairs, right? It's not much of a fight. So for their violence in sort of the media or in depictions, if it's somewhat balanced and there is some form of equality, then there's a certain amount of suspense or whatever, right? And I'm not against all sort of depictions of violence. I think that, I mean, I didn't throw down Atlas Shrugged in horror when Dagny Taggart shot someone, although I did think that was a bit extreme. But to me, there's a big difference between James Bond shooting it out with some villains and James Bond tying a girl guide to a chair and, you know, doing unspeakable things to her for 20 minutes with a fork. Right, there's to me a very substantial difference between a combat of equals, if that makes sense, even if there is sort of violence involved, and then torturing for an extended period of time a helpless victim, which to me is the difference between sort of quote violence and sadism. like, there's a difference between two heavyweight boxers. I'm not a big fan of boxing, but there's a difference between two heavyweight boxers pounding at each other. There's a sort of, they're both there voluntarily, right? I mean, that's the same thing with online gaming. Everyone's there voluntarily. Everybody has the same weapons. It's sort of a matter of skill and strategy. There's a difference between two people of equal strength and ability going up against each other and, you know, one person trapping a helpless other person in a situation where the other person doesn't or can't fight back or can't leave, and then taking sadistic pleasure in causing enormous physical pain.
Yes, I do appreciate that distinction. And I certainly, as I said on the thread, I think it is legitimate to say, well, you know, there is a difference if people voluntarily participate in a game to a depiction of somebody who's, you know, not at all volunteered, you know, getting beaten up or having violence exerted on them. I completely appreciate that. However, I don't understand then, one of the points that Greg made on that thread was that where he was saying, well, look, what's the nature of the difference between these two things? For example, and he used the example of running over pedestrians in a game. And, I mean, it is certainly the case that there are online games which are a combat of equals, but there are all sorts of games that involve, where you get to play a role where you can, you know, exert sadistic violence, and people do so.
I think that stuff is not healthy. I mean, I've never played those games. I've seen them occasionally. You see them in movies or something like that where, you know, there's a guy driving over nuns in a car and they also, whatever, right, they explode and stuff. Then I consider that to be sadistic. I mean, I can see if somebody is taking pleasure in that. And to me, there's a difference between, you know, like you and I could be playing chess, right? And we might be totally getting into it. And then one of us will checkmate the other. And there might be that sort of flush of victory and so on. But it's taking pleasure in victory rather than taking pleasure in the other person's humiliation, right? To me, that's a sort of pretty important difference. And so in an online game, if you're taking pleasure in, inflicting pain upon helpless, innocent bystanders and you're giggling about it, that to me would be sick as well. If you're up against an equal and it's a challenging match and so on, and what you're aiming to do and the pleasure that you're taking out of it is out of the skill and the strategy and the victory and so on, then I don't consider that to be the same thing, because the goal of that is to sort of match your skills and wits against someone and to win. It's not, the goal is not the pain. The goal is not the humiliation and the torture of another human being.
I do see your point, but I think it's interesting that, for example, the word owns, which comes out of gaming culture, is also used on YouTube, and you can see it, and it's like, basically, you know, guy gets beaten up by the guy gets owned by police or something like that. You know, there is a culture which comes from gaming, which is basically about, in some senses, I think, watching someone get sort of humiliated. And, you know, I'm not saying that that is the only thing that's going on. I'm just saying that, you know, I don't think it would be a fair characterization to say that all gamers were, you know, statistically, you know, laughing at slashing each other, you know, to death. But I think it would also be an unfair characterization to say that culture was a purely sportsmanlike, equal to equal matching of skill and tactic online in a kind of, oh, good shot, sir, well done, or something like that. You know, there is definitely something going on there psychologically in some of that culture, which is about saying, you know, ha-ha, you're basically in a pool of blood, and I'm, you know, and I'm standing over you.
Well, I mean, I would say that would be the case, and I'm not trying to defend those video gamers, right? I mean, because I don't play those games and I don't know those people, but I would say that that to me would be the jerk factor in any sport, if that makes sense.
Mm. Well, okay, in which case, I totally appreciate the distinction that you're making between sadistic violence and participatory
violence or something like that, if that makes sense.
Sorry, I missed that.
Sorry, I just say sort of combat violence or so, like equal to equal. Like I don't sort of curl up into a ball and say that the world is sick if I watch a Bond movie or something like that, because they're sort
sure.
of opponents slugging it out and so on. I know it's simulated and this and that and the other. But I think that the important thing, that more so even than the debate, was sort of what happened during the interaction, because that was the sort of more interesting part to me. And the way that it sort of occurred for me, and the reason why I got a little impatient with the debate, rightly or wrongly, was that people said, well, Steph, you're the same with your games, you know, so whatever, whatever, right? And I'd say, well, you know, my games are not, the game that I play is not, you know, is not particularly sadistic. And then I think you found some clips from an earlier, like a previous version of the game or another version of the game and so on, which I'd never seen before, right? So people said, I think it was you who said, well, here's images from the game you play. And I said, well, those aren't the images from the game that I play, right? But that didn't make any difference, right? And then somebody else posted something which was a video to do with the game that I played. And that's nothing I'd ever seen. It's certainly not in the game, right? I mean, sometimes they'll put together footage using the game engine that's not of scenes within the game. And I've never seen that before, right? So, and of course, there was some pretty gross violence in that. So I sort of felt like there was this conclusion that, you know, Steph is not owning up, right? I mean, there was a kind of dishonesty, at least for me, a kind of dishonesty matrix going through the debate, which is, you know, Steph, you say your games aren't violent, but here's images, right? And I say, well, those images aren't from a game that I play. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, how about this video? It's like, I've never seen that before. It's not part of the game that I play. And that didn't seem to make any difference, if that makes sense. So I felt that there was a sort of presumption of guilt that occurred prior to the debate.
Well, if I can draw a comparison, if you were saying, in Canada, there really isn't any significant violence to speak of, and I posted, some photographs saying, well, look, here are some pictures of violence in Canada, and you said, well, I've never seen that. I mean, that's not the Canada I know, then I don't think that would be a legitimate, really, sort of refutation of the point, because it may well be the case that you never watched the intro clip that some other guy posted and that you haven't seen the scenes of violence. But if I, within 1 minute, if I can find clips of people's heads exploding in Unreal Tournament, then I think it's fair to say that Unreal Tournament as a whole is certainly a game with those depictions in it, because otherwise I just wouldn't have been able to find them. I'm not suggesting for a moment that you may well be right that there are people out there modding the game like mad and they're sticking in all of this sort of sadistic stuff, but I think it's the analogy is, it's happening. Your personal experience may not be that, but I don't think that's necessarily relevant, because the question was, or at least for me, the question was, is one to condemn, if one is to condemn people laughing at acts of simulated sadism, then is it not, you know, clearly the same rule would say, and also all those guys out there watching heads explode in Unreal Tournament, and they're doing the same thing. So when you said, well, I haven't seen that version, or yeah, that must be a mod, or whatever, for me, that was actually, you know, I'm not interested in your experience of the game so much as in the universality of the rule about who out there, we are sort of choosing to exercise our ostracism towards, if you like, because we're not talking about banning anything, we're just talking about trying to do good by using, you know, things like ostracism to say, I think this is sick behavior. And so, for me, it's very clearly the case that there's evidence of sick behavior in Unreal Tournament, and you saying that's not the Unreal Tournament I know just didn't really stand up as an argument for me.
Well, but there's no question that there is violence in video games, right? I mean,
yes.
Something that, to me, that wasn't the issue sort of around the debate, right? So,
well, if it wasn't, Steph, then why would you say, oh, well, I don't know those images? You would just say, yeah, sure, that's violence in Unreal Tournament. But
well,
you said...
people were choosing a game that I had played, right? People were choosing a game, choosing to post images of a game that I was familiar with, right?
Yeah.
Right, so I mean, if people had posted a video clip of a guy laughing while driving over people in some other video game who were sort of innocent bystanders, I'd have said, that's pretty sick too. Right, but if people say, Steph, the game that you play is sadistic.
But,
right,
I mean...
That's a pretty fundamental thing, right? Like, if I say, the game that I play is not sadistic, and then people say, no, the game that you play is sadistic, then that, of course, is something that I need to look at as an argument with myself. Because otherwise, right, otherwise what is being claimed is that, or the inevitable sort of debate result from that would be to say, well, the game is sadistic, but Steph is not telling us the truth.
Well, for me, I'm not saying that you're not telling me the truth. I'm trying to point out something that I think is more universalizable in what you're saying, that I felt you were avoiding the consequences of in the way that you were talking about it, and I didn't understand why you were not sort of not just saying, oh, sure, absolutely. And those guys are all, you know, that is exactly the same principle and applies in exactly the same way. Now, if your concern is that the fact that you play Unreal Tournament meant that raising Unreal Tournament was a direct personal attack on you, then I don't think that, you know, certainly my intention is not to say you are a sadist who enjoys watching people suffer or something like that. I never disputed for a moment what you said about your gaming experience, which was that you turn off the taunts and that you're not interested in the violent stuff. My point was just to say that, you know, if you're going to condemn people for doing things, then it doesn't make any sense to condemn the people for laughing at the cartoon clip of torture and then to sort of not also say, and any guys who are playing Unreal Tournament and laughing at, you know, blowing people's heads off are just as sick.
I'm sorry, can you just repeat that last statement? I'm very sorry, it was a little bit too long. I just lost one thread.
No, I know, my sentence went on for about two paragraphs there. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay. I'll try and do it in short points. I don't dispute for a moment that you don't laugh sadistically while playing these games, right? I agree completely with what you've said, and I've never disputed it. I do say that Unreal Tournament is a game where people do that, and I think that the violence and images that I showed were just examples of the kind of graphic violence that is in that game, and I didn't understand why you were saying, well, yeah, but that must be a previous version or something, because I didn't see how that was relevant, because I'm not disputing your personal ethics in playing the game. I'm just pointing out that laughing at sadistic violence, or laughing at, you know, basically sort of beating people into the ground, must apply in both circumstances, in both the game and the cartoon, if it's a rule, if you see what I mean.
I certainly do understand that, but I think the rule sort of as we've talked about now, does not apply to Unreal Tournament, unless we didn't make that connection, right? So the rule around sort of sadism is it's the infliction of, you know, extended brutal torture on a helpless victim with the goal being to inflict pain, right? Which is certainly nothing to do with the game that I play or have seen, or any game that I've sort of ever played, where you're sort of up against evenly matched opponents, the purpose is victory, not pain or humiliation and so on. So even if we sort of go with the violence aspect, right, I don't see how that ties into the sadism. Now, there may be video games which are closer to the clip that we saw from Family Guy, wherein the purpose is pain and the purpose is and there may be people who laugh at that, which would, you know, I completely agree, would absolutely fall into that category, right?
Okay, well, we may be on the limits of my knowledge of Unreal Tournament anyway, since I'm not a gamer, so I don't know. But I think it's fair enough. Oh, hello? Oh, sorry, okay. It's all right. It's just that FDR Sunday chat thing coming up again. But I think it's fair enough if humiliation is the thing. Is there, you know, do you think that even in games like Unreal Tournament, that would you agree that, you know, the whole kind of owned and laughing at, you know, basically standing over someone's dead body type of thing is somewhat analogous to the laughing at someone being tortured thing?
Well, no, I wouldn't say, I would certainly say that it's not very good taste and not very good sportsmanlike behavior, but I would say that I've seen that behavior in tennis where somebody sort of laughs and says, you suck, and you see it in trash talking in basketball, and I've seen it even in chess in the park, right? Somebody gets angry and, you know, calls the other person names and so on. I certainly think that that kind of, you know, petty, bad sportsmanship, vindictive kind of victory thing occurs. But again, the purpose, again, I can only speak about Unreal Tournament, but the purpose of the game is to win, right? And of course you win by using rockets and ledges and bombs and so on strategically and intelligently and this and that and the other, capture the flag and other these kinds of situations. But the purpose of the game is victory, right? In the same way that the purpose of a chess game is victory. I would say that if you are, you know, very good at the game and you play the game not to win but to inflict humiliation on others, yeah, I think that's kind of sadistic, but I don't think that that certainly is not the point of the game, although you can use it that way, right? You can use a butter knife to stab someone too, I guess.
Yeah.
Because the point of the Family Guy clip didn't seem to me anything other than to elicit laughter in through depictions of sadistic torture. Like, there was no sort of other aim of the clip whatsoever, if that makes sense.
Okay, well, in which case, here's just to understand this idea better, there is a defense that can be made of the Family Guy clip, and this is one, not a defense, but a point that Greg made, which was the Family Guy clip is a depiction of violence, and it's meant to be a critique of the use of violence in popular culture. And in The Family Guy, it's a, you know, it's basically a cartoon baby and a cartoon dog doing it. So it's very clear that nobody's actually getting tortured. And the point of the clip was to, you know, basically satirize the gruesome violence that, you know, is far more realistically displayed in Quentin Tarantino movies. Let me just leave that idea there for a second and also ask you at the same time what you think of that idea. And also, at the same time, you know, the intro film of Unreal Tournament, which is a promo for Unreal Tournament, does contain what I would say is pretty sadistic-looking violence. I mean, it's not, you know, it is pretty horrible, sort of, point blank, blowing somebody away with a machine gun, a rapid fire machine gun, into their face and body, and all that type of stuff. Now, my question would just be, if Unreal Tournament, and again, I am completely ignorant, so this may just be a lack of understanding on my part, but if Unreal Tournament is this sportsmanlike game that you talk about, why is it advertised with such a brutal clip?
Well, I couldn't tell you what the advertising motivations are. I mean, again, I've never seen that clip, and I mean, until it was sort of posted. But that's not the way that the game plays, right? So it's sort of false advertising if that is sort of what is going on. For sure, there is a gore factor that teenage boys seem to have some affinity for. I mean, I didn't particularly when I was a teenager, but obviously they've researched their demographic and they have some idea that it's a positive. Something that grabs people and they go, ooh, cool, you know, blood and stuff like that. So for sure, there must be something in it that is part of the advertising that they're trying to target. Nonetheless, that's not the gameplay, right? That's just a video that they put together to entice people into trying or playing the game, right? But in the game, there are no points for shooting bodies, right? I mean, there's only points in sort of going up against people who have equal sort of armaments and skills. And I mean, that's where the satisfying games are, is where these kinds of things occur. So I couldn't really tell you what the point is of that. But even if we accept that that there is graphic violence, right, it's not sadism because there's no torture going on, right? And of course, this is against equally armed opponents. Like, I did watch that clip, and it was against equally armed opponents. The purpose was to survive or to have victory. The purpose was not to inflict pain, as far as I saw it, even in the clip. But even if you accepted that there was a lot of violence that was going on, to me, the mere depiction of sadism is not the problem, right? The mere depiction of sadism is not the problem, because if you look at, gosh, I'm trying to think, films that I've seen with sadism in them. Something like maybe Saving Private Ryan, there's a scene where, I guess even that's a fight to the death. But even if we, let's just say there's I have never seen the movie, but in the book Casino Royale, the first Fleming book on Bond, Bond is tortured by a bad guy, right? And so even if we accept that this depiction of torture, which is definitely sadistic, there is a sort of end to get information and so on, but the torture is sadistic, the mere depiction of torture is not the issue for me, right? Torture and sadism are real things in the real world, right? I mean, they are things that occur. There is a human evil called sadism that can result in some pretty horrendous things. So even if you see a depiction of sadism, there's, to me, a big difference between saying this is a clip about sadism that is horrible, and this is a clip that is sadistic and it is hilarious, if that makes sense.
Yes, I understand the humor element is the one that is that you think is the sort of sick part of it.
Yeah, I mean, if I put forward this clip from Unreal Tournament saying, you know, I find this kind of gross, and I did find it kind of gross, that's one thing, right? But if I put forward this clip saying, this is the funniest thing ever, look how, the guy dies or something like that, that to me is a whole different kind of kettle of fish. And that's the problem with animated cartoons, right? That they definitely do appeal to a younger mindset. And there is a pretty direct, this is funny kind of element in it, which I think associating sadism with humor is particularly problematic. And that's why I didn't really get the connection that people were making with video games, that they're not sadistic, at least not the ones that I've played, though I'm sure there are games out there that are so. But also, they're not promoting humor as sadism as humor, or humor as in the face of sadism.
Well, I understand what you're saying, and you know, as I said, if Unreal Tournament is really a sort of pure combat between heavily armed people played in a sportsmanlike manner, so to speak, then sure, I completely accept the distinction. I do think that what we talked about in terms of the games that involve running over pedestrians and all that kind of stuff is a different matter. And I do think that also the sort of humiliation type, I appreciate what you said about humiliation in sports games, like in tennis. You know, you do get people saying, "Oh, you suck," and or whatever. But I think it is slightly sicker when it's not like just, "Oh, you suck." It's like, "Ha ha, I hacked your head off," type of thing. You know, I think that, I don't know, it seems to me to be just slightly distasteful. I mean, it's just not my bag, really. But I appreciate what you say about Unreal Tournament and the way in which it's played. And I understand this distinction that you're drawing. As I said, I think within gaming culture, there is certainly something going on there that is, if one is talking about people laughing at representations of sadistic violence, then I don't think it's a stretch to bring up games and talk about what comparisons there may or may not be. I guess my question on the thread is that, you know, you clearly were quite exasperated by that being brought up. And I understand what you're saying, that you feel that it was a personal sort of casting aspersions on your own behavior by playing Unreal Tournament, the fact that it was Unreal Tournament that was the game that was brought up. I mean, as I said, for me, the fact that you play Unreal Tournament was kind of irrelevant to the discussion at hand, especially since I don't really even know what the big, you know, what goes on in the different games particularly well. I don't really understand, you know, the differences between them because I don't play them. But I do understand that you felt very exasperated. But I think that we've had, you know, a pretty civilized discussion about it. So I guess my question is just sort of why did you feel exasperated, and why did you not want to discuss it on the thread?
Well, first of all, I didn't feel that anybody was curious, right? Like, I felt like I was putting forward my ideas, and then people were just saying, well, here's wrong. You're wrong. Here's a clip. You're not telling the truth. Here's a video. You're not, you know, it is violent. You're not telling the truth, and here's some pictures, none of which were relevant to my gaming experience, right? So I felt like it was a bit of a sort of free-for-all, right? Like, it was like nobody was saying, well, sort of help me understand distinction, and what do you mean by sadism, and so on, right? There wasn't any curiosity. What there was a sort of pylon, I felt, you know, rightly or wrongly, right? I felt there was sort of a pylon, which was like, well, Steph, you say it's not violent, and here's pictures to prove that it is, right? And I say, well, those pictures aren't relevant because it's not a game, that's not part of the game that I play. Well, that doesn't matter. Here's a video. Well, that doesn't matter, right? I felt that there was not a, I mean, I think I have a, you know, maybe not a perfect, but I think a credible distinction, and I think it's quite an important one, between violence and sadism, and violence as a consequence of victory, and pain as an object of violence, and so on, right? And this was not stuff that I hadn't figured out or anything like that, but nobody was sort of asking me questions, right? They were just basically saying, Steph, you're not telling us the truth. You're telling us this game is not this way, and look, here's evidence that it is, right? And the fact that it wasn't relevant to anything that I'd ever played didn't slow anybody down, if that makes sense. So I just felt like it was like, there was no curiosity, there was no particular debate, there was just a kind of one-upmanship that was occurring at sort of my expense, and frankly, to the detriment of my honor, right, that people were sort of saying, well, you say it's not violent, but how about this, right? I mean, this is, as you put it, right, you said these are clips that I found in a one-minute search on Google, right, which is basically calling me a liar, right?
Well, I think that is, I don't think that that's fair. For the following reasons. Firstly, I never said you're a liar or you're not telling the truth. What I said was, well, look, I found these within 1 minute. Now,
but you didn't ask me if this was the game that I played.
Well, I don't think I have to ask you, because I'm presenting a piece of evidence where I say, look, I searched on Unreal Tournament and look what I found.
But
now,
there are many different versions of Unreal Tournament, some of which I've never seen because the game can be modified by the user community, right?
That may well be the case, but the fact that there are different versions is kind of, I mean, a very tangential aspect of what we're talking about. I'm saying, look, in games, because your defense of it was not, another version could be brutally sadistic, but my version isn't. You were saying, well, this is just
what the other versions are, right? I have no way of knowing what everybody in the user community have done with the game. It's sort of like I'm saying this movie isn't that violent, right? And then you say, well, I found these clips online which say that the movie is violent, and it turns out that they're outtakes that I've never seen, right?
Yeah, but wouldn't it just be, I mean, I don't really understand, firstly, let's just go through the points that you've made, right? You say that nobody was showing curiosity. Well, I feel that I said, look, this doesn't make sense to me, right? This seems to me to be clearly contradictory. I don't think that is a, you know, I don't think saying this seems clearly contradictory is in some way a personal sort of insult to you. I mean, I'm not saying, Steph, you're a liar or something like that. And, I mean, reading back on what I said in the thread, right, just to understand why you felt that way about what I said to you, you know, I said, that doesn't seem very consistent to me, Steph. Can you really defend UT on the grounds that it is cartoony? That hardly distinguishes it from the clip, which was itself a cartoon. Now, I don't think that's a sort of personal one. And then in the next post, I say, sure, I agree about Donald Duck, etc., but the question is, does the extended sadism of the clip really differentiate it from Unreal Tournament? That seems like a stretch to me. I'm not a video games expert, and I will admit up front I've never played UT, so I may be wrong. But my experience of these games is that they're basically hours and hours of people shooting, hacking, maiming, burning each other. that would seem like just as good a definition of extended sadism to me. Plus, in video games, you actually do the simulated maiming yourself. I don't see how you can consistently condemn the clip without condemning the video games. Brackets, I don't like either, by the way. Now, I don't think, that seems to me, like, I don't see that as being a, you know, sort of like casting aspersions on your honor or something. Yes, I'm very clearly disagreeing with you. And later on, I did say, look, here are images that I found of Unreal Tournament on a one-minute search. And I put it like that because I was quite surprised that when I disagreed with you, that you, I mean, I could also say, I don't feel that you showed a great deal of curiosity about getting into this discussion with me. So, you know, I felt that you were kind of dismissing this objection without providing a what I considered to be a reasonable sort of distinction that I could clearly hang something on as being a clear differentiator. So therefore, if I then, you know, push the issue by saying, well, look, I found these very easily, and, you know, there are people getting their heads blown off, then, I mean, I can't see how that is me, you know, just basically saying, oh, Steph, you're a liar. I mean, for me, I was making a point, I was disagreeing with you, and I was presenting evidence.
Right, but and the evidence, of course, was not relevant.
Well,
because I was only talking about the video game that I've played, right? Like, if I say I've seen this one movie and I didn't find it violent, and you say, well, the director has made another movie that is violent, well, what does that have to do with it, right?
Well, the point that I was making reference to is you said Unreal Tournament is cartoony, like Donald Duck, and the comparison that you used was Donald Duck. Now, I think that's unfair, because the cartooniness of the images that I showed, I mean, is clearly... I mean, it's not the same as Donald Duck. And what I found strange about that argument was that the Family Guy, in its cartooniness, is even more like Donald Duck. So I think it is relevant. If you make a point, which is that, you know, well, Unreal Tournament is, yeah, it's got violence, but it's cartoony like Donald Duck. And I'm saying, well, look, I just found these images. I think that's
And as I responded to that, I said, well, that's not a game that I've played. That's like, I've not played, I wasn't rude or anything. I just said, I haven't played that game. I said, the one I play is Unreal Tournament 2004, right? So I just said, well, I can only speak about the game that I've played, right? I can't speak about prior versions or versions that people have modified and so on. And in the game that I play, it's all kind of cartoony. Like, it's robots, you can jump 3 times in the air. Like, it's very silly, the game, in that way, right? And so so I could only speak about the game that I've played, right? So when I say that the violence is cartoony, and then you post clips from a game I've never played saying, no, it's not cartoony, and I say, well, that's not the game that I've played, normally what you would say is, oh, okay, so that doesn't match, right?
Well, that's
so,
fine.
So the evidence that I put forward is not from the game that you're talking about.
Okay, that's fine. I understand exactly what you're saying, and, you know, I didn't say, well, how dare you say this is not the game that you play or something. I didn't get a chance to say anything further to you, because what happened next is that somebody else posted a clip and said, this is a trailer for Unreal Tournament 2004, and I think it's sick. And at that point, you said, sigh, first of all, it's not the game itself, it's just a promo video. None of these things are actually in the game. There's certainly no impaling of people in any online UT game that I've ever played. And secondly, my issue with the Family Guy clip is not it was violent, rather it was violence and sadism portrayed as comedy. People claim to find it very funny. This topic started off with the problem of sadism as a comedy. I'm not going to respond to any more posts about violence as violence. Well,
and so does it make sort of some... I mean, I'm not saying that you should agree with everything that I'm saying in that post, but do you sort of understand that I'd been presented with two arguments about how violent a video game was that I played, both of which were inaccurate to the game that I've played, and neither of which had anything to do with the substance of the discussion, which was sadism portrayed as comedy, not guns or rockets in a video game?
Sure, I completely understand the point you're making about the game that you played. I think there is a discussion, which was not the one that you wanted to have and not the one that you started on this thread, but which I think is a legitimate discussion, which is about people laughing at representations of simulated brutal sadistic violence in games. And I completely accept that Unreal Tournament 2004 and the game that you play may be a very bad example of that problem. But as a moral question, I think it is legitimate to explore if we're talking about how sick it is for people to laugh at sadistic violence. I think it is legitimate to explore it. And at that point,
what was being explored, right?
Well, it was for me. That was what I was exploring.
No, I don't think it was. With all due respect, and you know, with sort of just speaking honestly about what was going on. For me, what was occurring was that I was saying that the violence in the game that I was playing was cartoony, and people were saying, no, that's not true. And then posting evidence that had nothing to do with the game that I played, though of course I can understand. I mean, you don't know the different versions, and you don't know what mods have gone on, so I have no problem with that evidence being posted, for sure, right? But what was
happening... Well, you did say you had a problem with it, because you said you felt it was... I mean, that's exactly what you just said, Steph. You said that you felt that this was saying that you're a liar.
Sorry, let me be a little bit more clear. I didn't mind that, I mean, it makes perfect sense for you to do a search for Unreal Tournament and to say, these clips are violent, right?
Yeah.
And that I can understand, right? But then when I point out that it's not the game that I play, right, and then somebody else posts something else, which is also not part of the game that I play, then that's not something that I want to sort of get involved in, right? Like people sort of posting stuff that's not relevant to what it is that I'm talking about. Not only is it not relevant to what I'm talking about in terms of the video game, but it's also not relevant to the topic of the thread, which is portraying sadism as comedy. And there may be people who laugh at video games and so on, but certainly none of the video games that I've ever played, though I'm sure there are sadistic ones out there, have that, right? So there was not much point talking about the violence of a video game that I play because it didn't have anything to do with the thread topic. And secondly, the fact that these were modifications of the game that I've never seen or promo clips that I've never seen, it doesn't... Not only is it not relevant to the game that was under discussion, which was the one that I brought up, but it's also, again, not relevant to the question of laughing at depictions of sadism.
Well, I don't really know sort of what to add to that. I mean, I do understand what you're saying about the game that you play. I mean, I think that after you said, I don't want to get into this anymore, I felt exasperated because I felt that it wasn't unreasonable to say, well, look, here are some representations from Unreal Tournament that don't look cartoony to me. And you said, well, those are from a previous version. And then somebody else said, well, here's a clip from Unreal Tournament 2004. And you said, you sighed and said, well, that's not actually the game, it's the intro. Now, I appreciate that's true, but it is at least... I don't think it's a completely unreasonable thing to present, you know, an image which clearly is not cartoony Donald Duck violence. It's something different. I do appreciate what you're saying about us getting off course in terms of discussing the core distinction that we were, you know, trying to talk about. And I think that the conversation did get blown off course. But even if we then, you know, at the end of the thread, Greg then tried to have a more structured discussion about what the difference between gaming violence would be and the clip that you showed. But, you know, why did you feel, even if you do feel that the links that I said I've found these and the clip that somebody else showed, if you feel that that was going way off course, what did you feel about what Greg posted? Because you seemed to be also exasperated by that.
Well, what happened was, first of all, I mean, there were a bunch of things that were brought up, which I thought were tangential, right? So the guy brought up the clip from the Holy Grail, which was cruelty, right? The Black Knight clip from the Holy Grail, which was cruelty of comedy. And so I talked about that. And basically what I felt was that, and this sort of my exasperation, was that I really wasn't interested in talking about the levels of possible violence in possible modifications or intro clips that I've never seen for a game that I enjoy. Right? That to me is just like, I don't want to, life's too short, right? For me, anyway, right? I mean, and that wasn't the issue that troubled me. And if somebody wanted to start up a separate thread about violence in video games, that's fine, right? But the thread was about portraying sadism as comedy, right? And so getting into depictions about whether somebody modified a game that I played to include an axe, I mean, that's just, to me, it was just like, I don't care, right? So I said, like, I just don't want to talk about violence as violence, right? Because we're talking about sadism portrayed as comedy, which is very different from violence as violence, right? So I was just getting a bit tired of this sort of thing about, like, well, what about this video game? And what about this picture from that video game that you play? And this version and this intro clip? And it just wasn't relevant to the topic at hand. So for me, it was like, well, I'm not going to sit here and defend every video game that might have, or every modification that might have occurred in a video game that I enjoy, because that's not the issue at hand. And then when Greg came in, he was sort of saying that it was a comment. Is that right? A commentary on violence, satire, I think you said, or
yes, yeah. I think that was his earlier posts. Was about he earlier on in the thread he was saying, well, that thread, the Family Guy, and again, I mean, I don't even know this cartoon very well, but he was saying that they often satirize violence, and that's sort of what they're trying to do. But he, at the end of the thread, he said, well, he says, this is after you had bowed out of the discussion, and I had...
Sorry, just to interrupt. I only bowed out of the discussion about whether a particular version of my video game may have been violent or not.
Yes.
Right. I'm not going to discuss like violence as violence. I want to discuss sadism as comedy.
Yes, I understand. And Greg says, okay, you two, let's think about this logically. Yes, there is a clear distinction made between violence and sadism promoted as belly laughing and the violence and sadism promoted as interactive entertainment. So the question is, are we dealing with simply a difference of degree here or of kind? To what degree or what kind can you promote violence and sadism without actually causing people to become callous to it in real life? Is this a confusion of cause and effect, or are we already callous to it to some specific degree that makes it possible for us to enjoy it in various art forms? If dropping the head, a piano on the head in real life is a horrible and upsetting, then why would dropping a piano on someone's head in a live-action movie not be? And why would dropping a piano on Yosemite Sam's head be gut-busting funny? And why would it be positively exciting in a video game? And you said, sorry, but the idea that an extended sadism animation that people find hilarious is somehow analogous to blowing up robots in a video game is just impossible for me to take seriously. I'm bowing out of this one.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Yeah. Sorry, is your question why I'd sort of decided to bow out?
Why did you find it impossible to take the discussion between blowing up robots in a video game and the clip that you posted seriously?
Well, for the reasons that I had pointed out earlier, right, that I have no particular objection to depictions of violence. I managed to make it through, Saving Private Ryan, and I managed to make it through Schindler's List and so on. So depictions of violence are not the end of the world for me. I do have a problem, and I did have a problem with, as I said, mentioned once before, the movie Casino, where they stick a guy's head in a vice and crank it till his eyes pop out. That to me is like that kind of sadism. It's particularly the pleasure in hurting the helpless, because of course that has clear analogies to childhood, right? And that was part of what I found disturbing about the Family Guy clip, that this is a family situation, and that the dog of course has no forewarning of the consequences of not paying this sum of money back. And so he's kind of tricked into the situation where this Stewie character can perform these, you know, unholy atrocities on him and so on. And so to me, and of course he doesn't leave the house, right? So this again to me is very analogous to a sort of a parent-child situation, because the dog is, certainly if you were in a house where somebody, you know, tried to gouge your eyes out with broken bottles and hit you with a club, I think he clubs him with the towel rack from the bathroom and then tries to flush his sort of bloody head down a toilet and so on, clearly you'd leave the house, right? So in that situation, given that the Brian character does not leave the house, that to me is very analogous to a sort of parent-child situation, right? You've got arbitrary rules without any forewarning that are brutally induced. And the dog is helpless. The dog never fights back. The dog has no power to resist this brutality, which just continues to escalate and escalate. And the dog tries a sort of pathetic disguise and so on. So to me, that is a very sort of clear analogous to a family kind of situation where you have somebody who has an incredibly sadistic streak and violent. He shoots his kneecaps off at one point, which is not something you generally see in, you know, with the blood and all that in cartoons. So to me, there's a very sort of specific kind of somebody has power and is sadistic and is inflicting, based on sort of quote rules, horribly sadistic punishment on a helpless creature. And to me, when I'm, you know, facing off somebody in a factory setting, we both have rocket launchers and we're both trying to beat the other person, it's just not analogous at all, because there's no power differential, there's no helplessness, and there's no sort of quote enforcement of arbitrary rules, if that makes sense.
Well, I do understand what you're saying. I think for me the question is that basically how to prevent a discussion going so badly off the rails as it did, and you know what is acceptable debating sort of disagreement for you, and what is something that you think isn't acceptable, and that would be useful for me to understand, because my experience of this. And my exasperation was that I felt that it was a legitimate question being raised, and I felt that it was being dismissed by you, and that when you were dismissing it with specific references, that, like, for example, the cartoony reference, and then I or somebody else was coming back was saying, well, that doesn't work because, look, here's some evidence, that, you know, then your dismissal of it changed to another thing, and then you basically got exasperated and you used this psi term, which I do think, you know, isn't a productive exchange, because if it was an emotional one, if it was an emotional exchange, then, you know, I think we might have got a lot out of it if you said, I feel like you're saying that I'm a liar, and that you are posting these in order to impugn my honor, or whatever, you know, that, I don't remember the term that you used, but then we could have, you know, we could have had that discussion. Now, I'm totally open to hearing, you know, if you feel that I should have handled it differently, then I'm totally open to, you know, understanding from you how you want to disagree in the future. But, you know, we clearly went off the rails, so how are we going to avoid it?
Well, sure. I mean, I think that's an excellent point. I definitely was. I mean, as you know, this is no particular excuse, but occasionally the board does get to me, right? I've got like six different battles going on 12 different fronts. That doesn't matter too much, particularly, and of course, I'm still in the end responsible for what it is that I post. If I could just ask you a couple of questions more around your own sort of emotional reaction to stuff, because I don't think that. I think what happened was we lost empathy for each other, right? I think when that happens in a relationship, I don't think that rules help that much. This is just my opinion. You can certainly disagree with me all you like.
Yeah.
But I think we kind of need to figure out where we lost respect and empathy for each other, if that makes sense, like we're two people trying to figure out a difficult problem.
Yeah.
Rather, you know, where it was that we sort of became less real. It's almost like, I was talking about this with Christina the other night, I tried showing her the clip, but she couldn't bear to sit through it, the Family Guy clip, and she's actually watched and cheered me on with Unreal Tournament. So we were trying to sort of figure out the debate, right? What is the difference between these two things, right? Why can she sort of get thrilled about watching me in one thing, but find herself unable to watch this dog getting shot up? But, and so we were sort of talking about it, and she said that it's very interesting that a debate about sadism has caused such a lack of empathy on the board. Because sadism, by its sort of very definition, is anti-empathy in a sense. So it's almost like, and I put this forward not with any agenda, it's almost like the clip infected us.
Well, how would you imagine that working?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have some vague theories. But, you know, we've always had... I'm just looking at the sort of the big picture thing, right? That we've had personal conversations before that have been great, where we're very sensitive. We've had debates. You've covered my back when I've had the mass troll attack and so on, right? And the only time that we've ever gotten testy with each other and irritated with each other is on a thread about a lack of empathy.
Yeah.
And to me, that's very interesting. I don't have a proof or anything like that, and it would take quite a lot of proof to try. But to me, it's very interesting that this clip was about the assault on a dog, and I'm not saying it's your infection. I mean, I'm not saying it's mine. It's sort of a collective thing, right? That this was about a sort of an assault upon a dog. I ended up feeling assaulted, right? And again, that might just be, it may just be me being infected by the clip, right? But I found the clip so disturbing that I found it very, very hard to watch. And I think it is interesting that in a clip dealing with sadism or in a thread dealing with this kind of violent sadism, we end up, for the first time in, we've known each other for like a year and a half or so, we end up for the first time getting short and irritable and exasperated with each other because we don't have empathy for each other, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's interesting. I mean, my emotional experience of that thread was that
I hate to interrupt you. Can I just start with your emotional experience of the clip that was played, or the Family Guy clip?
I found it unpleasant, but I don't... I was not deeply...
Like bad taste more than horrifying?
Well... Yeah, I would say that I just found it to be kind of nasty. I didn't find it funny. I did know what. I mean, I understand this point that Greg was making about this is a satire of a Quentin Tarantino movie, and I could clearly see the sort of the references that were being made. I just thought it was nasty. But I certainly didn't sort of sit there going, oh my God, I can't believe that they've, you know, gouged his eyes out or something, because I guess I didn't take it that seriously. I took it as a cartoon and of a pretty nasty nature.
And have you seen, because I mean, I think I know about as much of cartoon culture as you do about game culture, but
yes.
Have you ever seen a cartoon that has that kind of, you know, shooting kneecaps and gouging eyes out and stuff?
Well, not really, although I think South Park does have sort of representations of people getting, you know, I mean, basically at the end of every South Park, Kenny gets sort of like impaled on something. So that's the only direct comparison that I can think of, but certainly nothing like that, you know, long extended clip of somebody being tortured.
Right. So there. I mean, there's.
Put it this way. Sorry, just to say, I can't watch that kind of thing. If it is a Quentin Tarantino movie, I can't watch that anymore. I used to be able to watch them, and I used to feel about the Quentin Tarantinos at the level at which I would say that I feel about that cartoon clip, which is just kind of like, ew, that's nasty. Now I can't watch the cinematic display of that kind of sadism at all. I just can't do it. But for me, the cartoon did not get to me on a similarly deep level.
Right, right. And there's sort of a couple of possibilities that may occur if we sort of want to trace if the cartoon affected the interaction. And of course, if it is as sick as I think it is, then it likely would interfere with the interaction. And I mean, on sort of everybody's side, let's just say. If the cartoon was as sick as I think it is, or is as sick as I think it is, then it's going to have an effect on our interaction if we're not conscious of how sick it is, right? And again, I'm not sort of saying either one of us, right? But, so what that means is either I overreacted to the cartoon, and of course there's lots of combinations of this, but sort of to break it down to its most simple elements, either I overreacted to the cartoon or you underreacted to the cartoon, right? Because we had very different emotional experiences, whereas you thought it was nasty, I found it like virtually unwatchable and horrifying, right? Now, of course, psychologically, it could be the case that I feel really guilty about all the rockets I've shot at robots and or whatever, right? But that wasn't sort of my experience of it, and that certainly wasn't Christina's experience, which doesn't mean anything other than it wasn't our experience. So if I reacted to it, then it would be more likely that I would view criticisms of my overreaction or accusations of a kind of hypocrisy in my formulations. Right, if I overreacted to it, like it wasn't really that bad, but I just found it to be really bad, then I would respond to accusations of hypocrisy or possible misrepresentation with additional exasperation, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Although the only thing I was saying, I would say, is that I never took issue with your reaction to that clip, and I was never... for me, there were people on that thread who were saying, like, oh, I don't know, I find it funny, but then again, I don't think it's funny, or I do think it's funny. I mean, there was a whole other discussion going on there. But for me, I wasn't actually participating in that discussion. I was just saying, look, if you present something that you say, this is sick, and this is why, then is it universalizable? And what is the universalizability of it? That was my discussion. Now,
I completely agree. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm open to you telling me that, you know, I was doing that because of some interaction with the clip that may have influenced me, but I just sort of wanted to make the point that I wasn't actually disputing anything about the clip's sickness or not.
I fully accept that, and of course I think that's a perfectly accurate representation of the thread content, right? But let's say, and this is going to sound completely lame, and I absolutely understand that putting it forward. I'm just sort of exploring what happened, right? Because there's useful stuff here, not so much even for the thread or for our relationship, which will of course be helpful, but for our relationship with others in the world and so on. So if I was in a state of being horrified to the point where I posted this thing saying, sick, 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 like this is incredibly disturbing, then clearly I'm going through a raw emotional experience, right?
Mm.
And let's just say it's totally overblown, right?
Yes.
Now, I wonder, and again, this I'm not trying to lay anything at anyone's feet. Like, I'm genuinely just curious about this. I wonder if somebody's going through a sort of raw, and let's say it's totally hysterical, like I'm like wildly overblown, I'm like Michael Crawford, I'm just going through the roof for no reason, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if it might not be the case that if I'm going through a very raw and negative emotional experience relative to this particular piece of media, whether or not people would be more sensitive to me or less sensitive to me, or whether it would be about the same. And I'm not saying that my sensitivity should dominate anyone or anything like that, but just if you know that somebody's really upset by something, what would you find that you generally are more sensitive to them and to how they may feel, or less sensitive, or about the same?
Sorry, can you just repeat the question again?
Sure. If someone in your life is really upset by something, would you say that you're more sensitive to their feelings, less sensitive, or about the same?
Well, I mean, the obvious answer would be to say that you're more sensitive. The only point I want to make about this, though, is that if you think that the person is, you know, what they're saying is confused, if you like, then this may be a completely unempathetic response from me. But the only parallel that I would draw is this. Let's say that you were saying, let's say that you were a statist, right? And you were saying, I am morally outraged at these private armies in Iraq who are potentially, you know, out there as a private company shooting civilians or something, right? And let's just say that they are shooting civilians and clearly there's brutality and everything else. If I say, well,
if you're morally outraged at them, then shouldn't you also be morally outraged at the state government-sponsored troops who are doing the same thing and who are much larger or whatever? Now, maybe the much larger is not fair, right? But what I'm saying is maybe that's an unempathic thing for me to say under the circumstances, but it may also be the case that there is a legitimate universalizable question there that you're not facing, if you see what I mean. So when do I...
Oh, I absolutely agree, but let me be a total pest. And again, this is not, I'm not trying to lay anything at your feet, because I'm openly admitting that this may be the case, that I was completely hysterically overreacting to the clip, right? So, but in terms of debating with people, if somebody is genuinely upset, right, then bringing into question their integrity in that time of them being upset may not be productive. Maybe. May not be productive. Right? I'm not talking about anything good or bad. I'm just talking about productivity, right? And I sort of feel this quite strongly, which doesn't mean anything other than I feel it strongly.
No, I think you're absolutely right about that. I think you're spot on. I don't think it is productive. And I can see, even in the example of the statist, that actually it isn't. Let's just put it this way. Looking back on the thread, I had absolutely no interest in your emotional experience whatsoever. I have to admit that I was not thinking at all about whether or not you were upset. It didn't, you know, and maybe that is the clip infecting my thinking or whatever, but it didn't even cross my mind. I was purely thinking, that doesn't make sense. And I had completely no empathy whatsoever for your emotional state. In fact, I felt annoyed because I thought, that is just so... I mean, I felt like we were having a conversation and you would say something like, I walked on the ceiling yesterday. And and I would just go, well, what? No, that just doesn't make any... No, you didn't. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. You know, I didn't feel like, oh, why would he be saying that? And, you know, I wonder if he's all right or anything else. I just felt like, huh? And then when I...
Well, it was more than huh, right? I mean, you genuinely felt that, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but you genuinely did feel that I was dissembling in some fundamental way, right?
No, I understand what you're saying, but my first feeling was just, huh? And that was the first thing I said was, well, look, that just seems to be totally contradictory. I don't understand that. Then, you're absolutely right, then I felt that your objections were, I just felt like, well, that, you know, that is just not even a proper objection to what I've said. That just doesn't, you know, normally I think you make extremely strong arguments, and I felt sort of a bit like, well, if you think that objection is enough for me to sort of say, oh, yeah, fine, I understand now. I mean, what do you sort of take me for on a certain level, was my feeling. Like, you know, that these, comparing it to Donald Duck and these kind of things, just for me, you know, again, I had no interest whatsoever in your emotional state. I had zero empathy for you. I did feel that I was being sort of dismissed with something that I considered to be a level of objection that was
insulting.
Sorry?
Insulting.
Yeah, basically.
A little bit insulting. Like, go away, kid, you bother me. It's like Donald Duck. You don't understand.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought, what? And then, you know, I did absolutely provoke you. By saying, oh yeah, well, here's a picture of someone's head exploding. Can you explain why that's like Donald Duck?
Right. And so you went and you found these clips and you were like, ha, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but you were like, I'm right, he is dissembling, or there's something funny going on here, or whatever.
Although I have to say that I understand that your experience was me saying like, look, I'm proving Steph is lying. My experience of it, you know, and I don't think that I'm making up stories for myself here. I was, in my head, having a conversation with you. I wasn't trying to sort of like say, nah, look, I found stuff. Yeah, I was having a conversation with you, and I was saying, look, this is evidence that you now need to explain to me. You're not making sense. And I was talking to you. I wasn't trying to put you down in front of other people.
Well, except it was on a public post rather than a PM, right?
That's true. Although when you said, I don't want to talk about this anymore, I then PM'd you a long list of all my objections.
Yep, no, I got that for sure. And I hope that I find this incredibly helpful because it's illuminating to me as well, right? And I always find this kind of stuff better than what rules can we take to avoid this, because unless we get to sort of the root of the matter, it usually tends to reproduce.
Sure.
And when you do get to the matter, it's like incredibly illuminating and helpful in other relationships and so on.
No, you're absolutely right. And, it has only become clear to me through talking about it that I had absolutely zero empathy for you in that thread. I do also...
Now, Mike, go ahead.
We can get back to this. I'm very happy to carry on talking about why I didn't have that. I do also want to say that I was quite surprised when you said that you felt I was calling you a liar in this discussion that we've had now. And I felt when you said that, that doesn't feel like the conversation I was having. But we can come back to that afterwards if you want.
Sure. Feel free to reverse this at any time, but I'm just sort of casting the flashlight around and seeing what comes scurrying out.
Sure.
When you, this was a reaction that I would say, and this is for both of us, but we're just sort of in hot pursuit of your experience at the moment.
Yeah.
This is the reaction that I think for both of us was not empirical to our experience of interacting with each other. It wasn't like this was the final, straw that broke the camel's back of incredibly disruptive interactions that we've had over the past year and a half, right? We've had very positive and civil, and I've thoroughly enjoyed our interactions in the past. So this was a non-empirical interaction, right? So it must have come from somewhere else, right? And again, I'm not saying I'm not saying I acted perfectly or anything like that, but in terms of, because the interesting thing is that we did not have credibility for each other, which I think we have earned vis-a-vis each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, so something must have eclipsed our relationship in the past, right? And so I'm just sort of curious, you know, that feeling that you had, like, this doesn't make sense. Is that familiar to you in a way? Like, did it feel familiar to something in the past or anything like that?
This doesn't make sense as a feeling.
Or you know that feeling of like, oh, wait a minute, like, don't try and dismiss me with these facile explanations.
Well, I mean, this is a direct, a totally clear and direct metaphor or link to the relationship that I had with the excuses that my parents would give me about, essentially why I was... in such crap schools and chip between one house and another and all of these other things.
Right, so you would have objections and you'd get these mealy-mouthed explanations that would be more annoying than illuminating.
Yes.
Right, and I certainly, I'm not trying to illuminate your soul only. I know that for myself, I've always felt things strongly, for better or for worse. And what's happened is when I've tried to communicate them to other people, I've felt attacked in the past, right, by my family or, my cousins or my brother or whatever, right? That people would just roll their eyes and say, oh, don't be such a sissy or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So there was definitely an echo and probably more than an echo of the past in this particular interaction wherein I felt like, I end up being attacked for pointing out that this is sadistic, right?
Yeah.
Like that those people are surveying the whole landscape and saying, well, there are people out there who spend a lot of time trying to figure out exactly how to make blood most realistically spurt from a dog's eyes, and suddenly I'm the one that everyone's focusing on.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about your experience. I understand exactly, and I can see how you experienced it now. And I can see why.
Of course, it's not just you, right? There were other people on that thread, and of course, I've been getting a whole lot of stuff lately for whatever reason. I'm sort of working on it because I haven't spent much time on the board. I've been working on this book. But I've been getting a whole bunch of you have no credibility with me kind of stuff going on the board a little bit.
I have noticed that. Yeah.
Out on you. But it's like, oh, Steph, you amateur, you're just so cute with your little podcast, but let me tell you how it really is. a whole bunch of stuff like that. And this, so I'm not trying to lay all of this at your feet, right? But I'm just sort of trying to, for me, that was the emotional experience that, and particularly it hurt with you, right? And again, this doesn't mean anything other than it hurt, because you posted what to me was one of the most magnificent posts that ever came aboard, which was your mockery of the trolls, right? And which was an absolutely brilliant post where I really felt like, here's somebody watching my back, you know, and here's somebody who gets it, right? So in this particular interaction, I think I got more wounded, and again, this is not your issue, your fault, it's just sort of my experience. I got more wounded in this interaction precisely because it was like et tu, Brute.
No, I do understand what you're saying, but, you know, the bizarre thing is, I also felt like, because I've seen those threads, and I've seen, you know, I realize that you are dealing with a lot of just totally non-conversations where, you know, people are just basically taking stuff out on you, I mean, very clearly. But when you sort of dismissed what I was saying, I also felt like, you know, God, do you really think that I'm just some guy who's, you know, taking my stuff out on you? You know, I felt like, because I think in some senses, I think it is very appropriate to dismiss a conversation, right? And for me, sure. It was just hard to feel like, you know, like, look, if I disagree with you, and this is, by the way, you know, I'm totally open to the idea that maybe I was actually just taking out stuff on you without realizing it. I'm happy to explore that. But for me, it felt like, look, if I disagree with you, it's because I do think that, you know, it's important that we are consistent in what we're saying. And if I come across something that just leaps out at me as being a very clear inconsistency, and if I say, well, hang on, this is a totally clear inconsistency, and what I feel the response is like, yeah, well, whatever, you know. And I sort of think, you know what I mean? I just sort of think, like, hang on, look, you know, I would also hope that I have watched your back to a certain extent that you know that I'm not looking for ways to laugh at Steph, you know what I mean?
Right, and the fascinating thing about this interaction is that, in a sense, we were both each other's parent, and both reacting both as parents to each other and children to each other's parent, if that makes sense. At least that would sort of be one of, and that kind of eclipsing occurs, right? And the fact that it occurred around a clip of what I would consider overtly childhood sadism is to me not accidental. And so, in a sense, I mean, in a very real sense, because you and I were reacting to the past rather than to the present, and because neither of us, or at least I'll certainly speak for myself, I did not find the maturity within myself to break the pattern, to break the cycle, to sort of until obviously, right, we deteriorated to the point where we're sort of spitting on each other's shadow. I did not find the maturity to say, okay, let's take a time out here because we're kind of going off in a weird direction that,
yeah,
that's very unusual for us, right? So it must be something that is coming up from the past for us. It must be something that is eclipsing us, right? And so I think that. I think that it was a very complex interaction, which is why, I mean, I think I really do appreciate that you're taking the time to sort of unravel it, because it is something that that eclipses people in the present through a lack of empathy, because we kind of got sucked back into the past, if that makes sense.
No, it makes total sense, and I mean, you know, it's really useful for me to talk through it, and from my side, I just want to say, I'm really sorry, Steph. I was completely lacking in empathy during that interaction, and I'm very sorry.
Well, dude, I mean, as was I. I mean, and I was lacking in curiosity about your motives and did not give you the credibility which you have so justly earned over the time that I've known you. So I'm totally, totally sorry. I mean, it was absolutely something that the only good that comes out of it is illumination and instruction, but we'd rather get that without those interactions.
Absolutely, so, yeah.
That and totally share the feeling.
Well, I really appreciate the you know, the time that you've taken to like take it apart, and I guess you know, I mean, this is totally eye-opening to me. I'll definitely have a lot to think about in terms of what happened there. But what do you think what do we take away from this?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Christina and other friends that I have, I'm going to say, like, you know that I'm, like, emotionally high voltage. That's the nicest way that I can think of to put it. that I'm emotionally a high voltage kind of individual. What is your experience of me like when I get emotional or when I feel very passionately about something? And of course, if everybody comes back and says, bugs the shit out of me, man, like I really hate it or something like that, then obviously I need to look at that in myself and figure out sort of what is it that I'm putting out there, right? That is causing this kind of reaction. And you may, I mean, it's up to you, of course, right? But what I would do is maybe sit down with your girlfriend and sort of say, you know, when you feel vulnerable or upset about something, how do I come across, right? And if she says, I feel that I'm bathed in a warm, near Oprah-like glow, then obviously it was a more specific interaction to us. But if she says, well, you know, I noticed that you get a little cold and analytical,
yeah,
right, then it's the case that this is something that, you know, that we have to sort of steel ourselves and try to be vulnerable and so on, which I'm not saying I made it in this interaction until we got more into this conversation, but I think that what we do when one of these opportunities comes up where we can see how an interaction went off the rails is we can go and see, is this something that I'm bringing? We can certainly note that it's an area of vulnerability, right? So I can sort of say in the future that if something really troubles me, then I need to put it out there with a more defined framework rather than, ew, this was creepy or something like that, because that may be unsettling to other people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's very useful. I'm going to have a look at that one, because clearly I can see how in this particular interaction the lack of empathy was not at all helpful to actually getting getting towards a better understanding. I guess for me the only thing is that I do enormously value my cold analytical side, if you see what I mean, and so I've got to try and work out how to do that but also be warmly empathetic or empathic at the same time, if you see what I mean.
I certainly do, and I think that certainly it's been my experience, you know, where I've managed to pull this off, that if you sort of look at the interaction coldly and analytically, then you could say that empathy would have produced a more positive outcome.
Yeah.
Like, so even the cold analytical view of the non-analytical situation, so to speak, would have been, I mean, that's sort of the way that I try. Because, I mean, I'm a computer guy. I sort of had the same approach that it's like, let me sit on my throne and work through this intellectually. Whereas, you know, the sort of softer or more gentle touch to begin with may be something which puts the interaction in a more productive direction, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you've given me an enormous amount of food for thought. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the time that you've taken. I know that this is I think we've spent more time on the conversation than we did on the thread.
But it's a bit like what you did.
It takes a long time to figure out where the car went wrong and very little time to make it go wrong.
Right? No, absolutely. I mean, it was what you were saying before about your conversations with Christina, that you can spend hours and hours dissecting, you know, quite what happened on a 2-second interaction where one of you zinged each other or something. And then, one has to do that to actually... avoid those situations happening again.
Yeah, because what you don't want to end up, what I don't want to end up doing is that you and I end up saying, well, you know, let's be real, let's be sort of kid gloves with each other on the board, or you know, because if you don't get to the root of what's going on, then it still has a big effect on the relationship, and it can either be conscious or it can be unconscious, and I much prefer to sort of know what's going on, because then you can sort of go back to the rough and tumble stuff from before rather than, I just remember that one time he went nuts. So
yeah. I understand exactly what you're saying, but I feel totally cool about it. Do you?
Yeah, no, I do. I do too. And I really, really, again, totally appreciate the time. I'm going to send this to you and you can play it to your girlfriend so she has a lot over you.
Yes,
because she's the one, she paid me $500 to have this conversation with you and to have it recorded and sent to you.
Excellent. Yes.